This free program is paid for by the listeners of WBAI New York. If you're not already a member, think about joining us to help keep free speech alive.
Premium, several offerings from Dr. Ellie, and all of these premiums come to us absolutely gratis from Dr. Ellie. So every penny that you send us belongs to us if you do, and if you make good on your pledge, which of course you'll do. But we're offering the two volumes, the treatment of cancer, the crab oxygen and cancer, the disox model of cancer in two volumes. Each volume, volume one, volume two, separately costs $115. Together, $175. That is really a quite generous, but a very, very well rewarded contribution to this radio station. For $100, we're offering Dr. Ellie's work on breast cancer. $100. 212-209-2950 is the number to call. Remember how important it is to demystify these diseases that are so frightening and so terrifying, so that we are totally, as best we can be, informed when we go to the doctor, so that we
Thank
know
you
what
for
to
that second
ask,
call.
So that we know what to be concerned about, so that we know what feels uncomfortable to us and that we really need to pursue, what we need to look up again in this book. 212 in these volumes, there's several volumes that we're offering today, 212-209-2950. Please give us a call now and help support this station that offers you twice a week science, health, and healing. Dr. Manjit Ellie's absolutely a fountain of information about the body and how it works and how it interacts with the environment. 212-209-2950. Join us now.
If you would, usually you would be tuning in right now for the Positive Mind with Armand DeMille. Armand DeMille will be back, as I do believe, at 2 p.m., so stay tuned for that. But right now, this is an expanded edition of Science, Health, and Healing. We are taking time out as we commemorate, as the entire city, certainly the nation, commemorates 9/11, the terrorist attack, the events of 9/11. We certainly are taking time out to acknowledge the lives that were lost and the fact that our lives have been inextricably changed and altered. We're taking time out. We're focusing on that at this radio station. We're asking you to join us, become members of this radio station, support this program, and to support yourselves by ensuring that Radio WBAI continues on the air. 212-209-2950. Use your Visa card, MasterCard, or American Express to support us. Science, Health, and Healing, the Crab Oxygen and Cancer Volume 1 for $115, Volume 2, the Crab Oxygen and Cancer, for a pledge of $115. And as Janet said, these books, these DVDs, these tapes are made available to us free of charge, and we can offer them to you at surely discounted prices, much less than you would get in the market. But most importantly, you are supporting WBAI. Dr. Ellie makes these three predictions in this book. First, one of every two Americans will develop cancer before the age of 70 years. Second, one of every five American females will develop breast cancer before the age of 70. And third, one of every three American males will develop prostate cancer before the age of 70 years. Now, it is not my intention nor our intention to frighten anyone, because I think even before you heard that, everyone knows someone who has been touched by this dread disease.
This is kind of the opposite of frightening people, really.
Right. We're trying to empower people, and not certainly not saying that these DVDs and these materials that we offer here or anywhere else is going to be anything that is going to save your life, but they may. You may empower yourself with information and empower this radio station to continue to be here to provide this information. 212-209-2950. Dr. Ellie designates the above three cellular metabolic derangements as the three micro furies of cancer. And you've heard this before. Many of you who listen to this program regularly have heard this before. Time and time again, the three conditions that set the stage for the development of cancer are toxic foods, toxic environment and toxic thoughts. I think you will, if you are a new listener to this radio frequency and you stay with us, you will hear this time and time again. Toxic foods, toxic environment, and toxic thoughts. We're trying to get through to you, to reach you now, and ask you to support this radio station. Make that call, pick up that phone, and dial 212-209-2950 and pledge at any level. Certainly you can pledge $65. We'll send you the WBAI t-shirt. There is a new t-shirt on the market now.
Oh, beautiful one.
A beautiful t-shirt.
Ooh,
with
purple,
a heart,
bright.
Purple right in the middle. So you can pledge for that if you'd like, courtesy of our Uncle Sydney. Thank you so much, Sydney Smith. If you would like to get the WBAI mug or the cap or the tote bag, you can do that for a pledge of $65. $25, you will become a member of WBAI, and we will send you, Say It Loud, New Songs for Peace. You can get
only
that.
$25.
Only $25, but you do
Wonderful.
Need to call right now. Make your calls to WBAI and support Science, Health, and Healing, the crab, oxygen, and cancer, the oxygen protocol for the treatment of cancer by Dr. Majed Ali. We have some open lines available, and we do need to hear from you now. We have one call on the line, and where are the rest of you?
209-29. Thank you.
Thanks
for that
second call.
2950.
Janet?
And you know, those three conditions that set the stage for cancer are the ones that you can have control over, and the ones that you won't hear about from your doctor: toxic foods, toxic environment, and toxic thoughts. Certainly not. That is sort of the missing link.
Janet, you know why I thought that Bernard asked me about the premium, and the reason I thought of this cancer book on 9/11, anniversary, is because these books give you the most updated version of enzyme therapies, acid fighting therapies, bowel detox, liver detox, the lymphatic drainage, the temperature dysregulation that so many people suffer from. So the volume 2, each chapter picks up a common subject or common symptom, and we give the most updated version, and the focus is on practical things that people can do. So this is our way of giving you the best, most up-to-date information about simple things that you can do to counter these influences. And please call us, 212-209-2950. You know, Janet, I think I'm going to schedule a panic attack if there are no lights.
Oh, darn, that's a toxic thought. We don't want that to happen. We know that we want to keep the conditions here for our health very
pure. Thank you
pure.
For that second call. I won't have that panic attack.
209-2950. It's true that we don't have the luxury of many hours this afternoon. We have only a short time
only
to
50
ask
minutes
you
left.
To help
Please
us
call.
On this odd day, really an odd day to be engaged in trying to raise money for the station. But nevertheless, it is an urgent matter for us to help keep this station going, and it is a day when so many of you are sitting back and reflecting, and this is a radio station, a signal that you want to stay alive. We're at 212-209-2950, so that, among so many other programs, Dr. Ali can provide this constant stream of health information on Science, Health, and Healing. 212-209-2950. What we're offering today is a two-volume set of a forthcoming tetralogy. That's three, right?
Four.
Oh, how could I do that wrong? Four, two.
But, you know, for people who have a breast problem or their fibrocystic disease and they're interested
they
in looking at what they can do, the two DVD set that we are giving, it's a four-hour program. It talks about different types of cancers,
Where's
different types of
DVD?
Treatment options. This is a two DVD set of breast cancer.
Oh, okay.
And it's really a very special pledge asking of only $100, 4 hours of program, the best effort that I could make. So please call 212-209-2950.
So sorry, I misunderstood that we really are offering a variety of premiums this morning, this afternoon. The DVD, a double DVD set on breast cancer, only $100. This really is an
Thank
easy,
you for that call.
An easy matter. Dr. Ali talks often about the pause button and how it's hard to really take in all of this information on the radio alone. It goes by, it's electrifying, it's so interesting, you write some notes down, and then you need to go back and you need to refer to the, some sort of a master discussion of it. And these are yours on the DVD, the two DVD set on breast cancer for $100, or the two-volume set of books on cancer, The Crab, Oxygen, and Cancer, Volumes 1 and 2, each for $115, both for $175. And you will just be completely informed, particularly on those three levels of disease prevention that you yourself can control: toxic foods, toxic environment, toxic thoughts, with real ideas and protocols for how to take control of your own health. 212-209-2950.
Don't let this man have a panic
attack. No.
In fact, I knew just before you said that, Dr. Ali, I said, if these phones don't start ringing, Dr. Ali is going to get nervous, but fear not. I understand what is going on with fundraising here at WBAI. What tends to happen is people get wrapped up, and rightly so, with the information and the presentation of these programs. Certainly, your guest Anthony DePalma of the New York Times sharing his information and his insights about his writing on this subject, on the subject of the 9/11 and the health impacts of the terrorist attacks on the World Trade Center, had people transfixed. So they're not going to make that call. But right now, we're taking this pause and asking for you to pick up that phone like those other people did, like the three callers that are on the line right now, and make your calls to WBAI, Crab, Oxygen, and Cancer, Volume 1.
For
$115. Join that fourth call, 212-209-2950. Here the calls are coming in
there
right now.
Go.
Thank you very much.
Visa for those
card,
calls.
MasterCard, or American Express. You can support this radio station. You can do what you can at any level, wherever you are. Where are you? Are you in Oradell right now? Are you in Hackensack, New Jersey?
Princeton.
Are you on the island? Are you in Princeton? 212-209-2950. Camden, New Jersey. Trenton, Asbury Park. We know you're listening. We know because the calls come in when Dr. Ali takes phone calls, listener phone calls. You call from all over the tri-state area and sometimes out of the area, because now with the internet, you can listen to us across the globe. 212-209-2950. Four calls on the line. Now, thank you very, very much. Science, Health, and Healing, this special expanded edition of the program. One day, we're going to be here just for one day.
Just today.
And
thank
we
you.
Are taking your
you
calls right
Keep
now.
Keep on joining those callers at 212-209-2950. The word I couldn't think of before was epidemic and pandemic. And Dr. Ali considers both breast cancer and prostate cancer to be the pandemic diseases of our early part of this century. They are everywhere, and the possibility is that most of us will get either of those diseases.
But there are things we can do.
And there are so many things
That's
we can do.
That's why this program
is
so
really
important.
Is the miracle of information that you do not
Thank
have
you.
To suffer
calls.
Even more toxic thoughts about disease should you find that you have either one of those cancers. It is not a terminal, what do you call it? My words are leaving my body. What do you call that disease? What do you call the disease when you can't remember words?
Amnesia.
is that a specialty of the house? 212-209-2950. The doctor has just diagnosed me with official amnesia. 212-209-2950. One thing I know not
to forget.
You
know, I want to tell them. I saw a gentleman with a prostate cancer. I have a very special, inspiring story to tell. But we have about 8 calls, and then I will tell you. It's
Four
a very
more.
Heartwarming story.
Okay. Oh,
it's a story of courage.
Four more calls.
212-209-2950.
Janet, why did you reduce my 8 calls to 4 before my heartwarming story?
8 more calls before I gave my heartwarming story. We cannot trick Dr. Ali into anything but a full board of calls. He wants it all. 212-209-2950. And deserves it, I must say, because for all of the information he has shared with us here, I mean, how much have you learned about ways ways to treat your digestive system, to lower your blood pressure, to treat Crohn's disease, to treat the bowel, to deal with thyroid problems, to deal with prostate and breast cancer. And here again, we are discussing this matter once more. The two DVD set on breast cancer, yours for $100, or this fantastic two-volume set on cancer, The Crab, Oxygen, and Cancer by Dr. Majid Ali, one volume for $115, each $115, the pair is the deal, for $175. Give us a call now at 212-209-2950 and provide yourself with this mammoth amount of information about the most frightening and prevalent disease of our time, cancer. The likelihood is that we'll get it, but to deal with it is another story. Can be done. Now we only have two calls on the line.
We wanted
12 calls on the line. Start rebuilding this pile of calls.
Thank you.
There we go. There are three now. Now is that four? 212-209-2950.
Please pick up the phone and call. Thank you. Those are four calls now. Thank you. We could actually come very close quickly to eight calls.
And then I have
to tell you a story that you really will like.
We want to hear that story.
And five calls.
And within 2 minutes, we can prepare ourselves
five
to
calls,
hear
six
that
calls.
Story.
Join
that
those
very,
callers, please.
Very heartwarming story. We
it
certainly
will.
Want
it
to
will.
Hear
it. It will inspire
that.
You. It will warm your heart.
209-209.
BI is about warming the heart.
We certainly hope so. And
we
love all of you on the Jersey Shore. We love to call out those names all along the coast of New Jersey, Seagate and Seagirt and Asbury Park and Ocean Grove and Bradley Beach. And
Atlantic Highlands, too.
And Atlantic Highlands. And Westfield and Orange, and all of you out there who get this signal, it's so loud and clear and so different from anything else you'll be getting on the radio as you drive. 212-209-2950. Give us a call and pledge now while the volunteers are there to take your call.
They're there.
$100 for a two DVD set on breast cancer. This is
need
really
four more calls, and then I'll go to my story.
Infinite information. 212-209-2950. Give us a call now, please.
Give us a call. You can use your Visa card, your MasterCard, or American Express to support Science, Health, and Healing and support WBAI. WBAI is a listener-sponsored radio station. We can't say that enough because there are new listeners every 15, 20 minutes or so. So if you are a new listener, if you're just tuning into this frequency, 99.5 FM, this expanded edition of Science, Health, and Healing, this day that we're commemorating, as the rest of the city and nation is commemorating the events of 9/11, make your calls now to support this radio station, WBAI. You have heard other things throughout the morning. You have heard information relative to the terrorist attacks on New York City, the World Trade Center, and you'll hear more about that, 9/11 and neocon agenda, facing the facts. Those materials, those items are available as well. Talk to the people in the tally room if you're interested in that. But if you are interested specifically in health and particularly what we're talking about right now, breast cancer, cancer in general, please do make your calls to WBAI right now for Science, Health, and Healing, The Crab, Oxygen, and Cancer, the Oxygen Protocol for the Treatment of Cancer by Dr. Majid Ali, for a pledge of $115, 212-209-2950, $65. You can pledge to get one of the T-shirts or one of the
Thank you for that call. Three more calls.
The mug. Or you could pledge $25, Say It Loud, New Songs for Peace. 212-209-2950. Make your calls. Join the four callers on the line now. If you're calling us, listening to us from parts of Pennsylvania, thank you very much. Upstate, Orange County. Do we reach up to Orange County? I think so. 212-209-2950. If you have if your membership in WBAI has expired, now's a perfect time to call on 9/11. 6 years later, make that call to WBAI right now. Let us hear from you. Let us hear those
phones. Please don't go away. You have a story. I have a story to tell you.
Support.
If you're listening to us online, you can call in your, so you can pledge your support online to us at WBAI.org. Those of you who are in Odessa or Sri Lanka, you have information needed for yourselves here too as well. This is a worldwide phenomenon. 212-209-2950. $100 for a two DVD set on breast cancer. $115 for each of the volumes separately on the Disox model of cancer, the crab, oxygen, and cancer, Dr. Ali's two volumes out of four, tetralogy, offered to you, mammoth volumes about cancer.
Please consider $115 for each DVD on breast cancer. You know, there are chapters about how to preserve health of the breast. That's the important thing.
Right.
You know, anybody can look at the trends and see what's happening. You know, younger and younger women with breast cancer.
Right.
Janet, when I came in 1966, I started my pathology residency in 1968, and I volunteered to do a seminar because there was a young woman with breast cancer, 33 years old. At that time, it was so uncommon that we saw it, and there was so much excitement that I said, okay, I'll do a seminar on breast cancer in young people. By 1996, the last year that I was in the hospital, in 1 month, we had a tumor board conference, and our department presented three cases of breast cancer. One woman was 21 year old, one was 23, and one was 27. So the stuff is very real, and it's not about frightening. This is just a statement of fact. But you know, our focus on what you can do. It is true that there are limited things we can do on our environmental issues, but in terms of the food, in terms of your thoughts, at least out of the three things, environment and foods and thoughts, you can control significantly the toxicities of your food and of your thought. That's what science, health, and healing is all about. You can also make a dent on the environmental issues. We really can, each one of us. But right now, I'm going to tell you that story, and we just need three more calls.
Three more? We've even lowered our standard here for this. Because
no,
we
I've been counting.
We do want to. We have yanked you along for long enough, audience,
yes.
And you do need a heartwarming story. And while you're at it, we do have a heart T-shirt as well. And
that's
a sort
right.
of very symbolic Sidney Smith drawing here for WBAI, calling all people for whom their heart belongs
any level
to
of
WBAI, the
any
beautiful
level of
purple T-shirt with heart for just $65.
Just pick up the phone, 212-209-2950, any level of support. It's really your support which matters.
It's
the light that matters here.
It would really, really help us along the way if you would not wait until 5 minutes to two before you call. But I
right.
know there's some
you
of you who are going to wait. Make that call right now as we go into this story that Dr. Ali
there
is going to share
thank
with
you.
Now, two more.
212-209-2950. Thank you.
We only need
so
two
much.
More calls.
Thank you so much. Two more calls.
And you will like the story.
From around the tri-state area here in New York, New Jersey, Connecticut. Call us wherever you are listening to us from. If you're listening to us on the web, as Janet said, you can make that call. 212-209-2950 so that we can ensure that programs like
thank
science,
you.
Health,
thank
and
you.
Healing,
oh, there
positive
are two
mind,
more.
Democracy,
there are two more. Okay.
Now wake up, call, talk back. Certainly talk back.
Just give
you
30 seconds to close that
news.
And we'll start.
Thank you so very, very much for your calls of support, supporting our evening news each and every weekday. 212-209-2950. Thank you for those calls coming in. Please continue to call. Join those callers on the line with their support, their financial support of this radio station. 212-209-2950. Are you satisfied for the
yes,
moment?
I am.
Yes,
so I'll tell the story. I'll tell the story. I saw this gentleman. I originally saw him about 3.5 years ago, prostate cancer. And he had the prostate cancer diagnosed when he was 52. And I'm not quite ready when I see young people at that age to tell them that they should go all the way natural. They should say no to surgery, no to radiotherapy, no to freezing procedure, cryo, or the so-called sound treatment, HIFU, or the so-called laser treatments. Because, you know, until you have the results, you can take liberties with your own life, but as a physician, you really cannot take liberties with other people's lives. So I said to him that If you were 65, I would have said surgery is not my option, radiotherapy is not my option. Of course, chemotherapy doesn't work for prostate cancer generally. So I tried to present all the information, and my recommendation was that he should consider one of the procedures, and my first option would be the freeze-drying procedure, the cryosurgery. He listened to me very politely, very respectfully, and then he said, but I came to you for your oxygen program. And I said, I'm going to do that anyway. I don't want you to necessarily take my advice. I just want you to listen to the case mm-hmm. that I present and listen to my reasons why, in your case, I do recommend that you consider a procedure. And so we started. And on the second visit, I usually again give my reasons and help them make a decision. That it's your decision. Final call is yours, but you are here. You honor me. I want to honor you back. I'll present the information. And usually, by the third time, I tell them that you can bring this issue up again. I will not. We'll just work and control it the best way we can. So he came for about a year regularly. His PSA originally was 19. It came down
very,
to PSA is prostate-specific antigen. It's a marker for prostate cancer. Thanks very much for those of you who are calling and multitasking as you listen to me. You're also calling and making a pledge.
And the proper level for PSA is?
Less than 4. Should be less than 4. Mm-hmm. But people should know that young people, I recently saw prostate cancer where the PSA went from 1 to 3. And a very astute doctor asked for a biopsy, and even at 3, which is within normal limit of 4, the man had prostate cancer. So there's a concept of velocity of PSA, mm-hmm. the rate at which this marker for prostate cancer goes up. So he was at 16, and then a year later, he was 9, and we were very happy. And a year later, he was, at that time, he stopped many of the aspects of oxygen therapy, but he continued with the rest of the program. And so he came down to 5.6. And then I didn't see him for almost a year. So when he came back yesterday, I looked at it and I saw that his PSA was down to 3.17, and now that's excellent. Okay, down from 16 to 3.7. And I saw my notes. What I have is, I have, a sketch on my computer, a table in which I insert information and then I cut it and paste it on the chart. So when the patient comes, I can just spend 5 seconds and know exactly what had transpired. So I saw my notes and I saw that he had the prostate cancer and I had recommended a procedure and that he had declined. So now we are into 3.5 years and his PSA is 3.1. So the first question in my mind was, did he after all have a procedure done? So I asked him, did you have a procedure done? He said, no. I said, no surgery, no radiotherapy, no HIFU treatment, no ultrasound. He said, no. I said, you've been following all the natural program. He said, yes. I said, I'm really very happy with your results. You have no urinary difficulty. You don't wake up at nighttime. Your urinary stream is very strong. You haven't had any bone pain. None of the clinical stigmata of prostate cancer. So he was very happy. I said, in the last year since I saw you, in the 1 year since I saw you, have you been doing some other therapies? He said, no. I said, are you seeing another practitioner to add on to your program? He said, no, your group wrote my program. No, I am puzzled. I do have a group of people, I think it's about 9 people, who had prostate cancer below 55. This group is very of great interest to me because...
What is it, below 55?
These are people who develop prostate cancer before the age of 55.
Yeah, okay.
The reason why these people are very special to me is because I would love to say in another 10 years that even at below 55, we can match the results of surgery. Mm-hmm. And we are going to have 2 special programs next week on prostate cancer. We're going to have Dr. Patrick Walsh from Johns Hopkins, who pioneered the nerve-sparing procedure. I don't agree with some of his aspects, but he should be given time for WBL listeners to directly listen to him. And then we are going to get Dr. Pitts back again and to give a counterpoint. So next week is going to be a strong prostate program. Now, coming back to this heartwarming story. I said to him, you know, this is overwhelmingly good. Your story warms my heart. This is as good as it gets with natural control. Now, The patient that I saw before him, by pure coincidence, was a young person also, I think 56. He did have surgery. So he was wearing a diaper, or a special pad, because he had become incontinent. And they were giving him daily Viagra, not because for sexual activity, but they thought that they can improve circulation to the region by giving Viagra. And of course, he had no activity. And a very intelligent person, a professor type, and he said, you know, I accept that. And I told him, I said, listen, hopefully the nerves will regenerate and you will become continent and you won't have to wear this protection forever and ever. And as far as the erectile dysfunction, I'm pretty confident that the odds are heavily in our favor that you will regain that function too. Mm. I have to create hope. That's my responsibility. Of course, I do it without lying. And that's not so easy. Now, coming back to this guy. Now, he's a puzzle for me. And I'm thinking about the two people, a tandem visit, just by coincidence. And I think this guy, who was 52, his health is better, his sexual function has improved, he has no issues of wearing diaper or protection to keep himself dry. What a world of difference. And this guy is in his fourth year now, 3.5 years with me, and 6 months before when he had surgery, when he had biopsy. So I have an internal dialogue as I'm listening to him and talking to him, and I said to him, I said, tell me more about this. I want to know more about you. How did you manage? I said, do you sometimes at nighttime think that you have prostate cancer? Because people who have a cancer, they will wake up and at the dark hours of the night and they will say, oh my God, something is eating me from within. Mm-hmm. Because each one of us has had some bad experiences. And he said, no. I said, you sleep through the night? He said, yes. And no fears. Things didn't add up. I said, I need you to tell me something more about you. And he said, oh, I have joined this special school where it's an intense course, and I'm going to get a certificate as a health counselor because I would like to do that. I said, that's wonderful. Probably, you know, that is adding on to the reservoir of strength that you have to deal with this problem of prostate cancer. But things didn't still add up. Because you know what? Years of experience have taught me it's one thing to understand disease at an intellectual level. It's an altogether different thing to control it at a visceral, intuitive, at the level of the heart. That's what counts, really. The level of the divinity, one's own divinity. So, I was very curious, and I said, okay, let's go back. Okay. And he was telling me things about his wife, which is wonderful because he's in a very supportive relationship. Now, here is the heartwarming case. It is the heartwarming part of the story. That's why it
Thank
came
you.
To me.
I'm looking for that.
Yes. That's why I thought I would relate that story. I said, let's go back. Let's go back to when you were 20 years old. And he stiffened up a little bit. I said, tell me. He said, I was in heavy heroin and cocaine. Mm-hmm. I said, how many years did you do drugs? He said, I started when I was 13. And I got out, fortunately, when I was 38. I said, you did drugs for 25 years, and then you got, he said, that's why. I said, how did you get out? And he said, Dr. Ali, it takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of work. Now I'm going to take a quick 30-second digression. I saw a police officer, a woman, a single mother, who was also on drug scene. Before she got out and she went back to college and she joined the New York police force. And I asked her this question. I said, you were there in the scene 25 years ago, 30 years ago, and you are doing police work now. And is the problem of drugs among the children, is it worse now or was it worse 20 years ago, 25 years ago when you were in it? She said, there is no question that it is much worse now. Okay? So I'm, you know, parallel processing people with ADD, you know, they have multiple thoughts at the same time. So I have an internal dialogue, and within that dialogue, another internal dialogue, I'm also trying to engage him. So I said, then what did you do after you got out? He said, what helped me was I became a drug. You know, during the last 3 years that I was doing drugs, I was also training myself to be a drug counselor. It is that work of divinity which mm-hmm. created that strength in him so that when cancer came calling, he, you know, called upon his reserves and he said, okay, I'm going to try these other things. And then he came to me. And the gift of people like him is that in another 5 years, when I have about 20 patients who got their prostate cancer, younger the age of the group with prostate cancer, more biologically aggressive the cancer is. It's not only the fact that younger people have more years to live in their lifespan. It's much more than that. So I would love to. This would be my challenge and my personal, you know, metrics, if you want to call it, that someday I would like to say, hey, guys, we couldn't say it 10 years ago, but now based on our own work, we can tell you that following 20 people or 25 people who started prostate cancer below the age of 55, we can now match the results of people with prostate cancer who have the diagnosis at the age of 65 or over, where I don't recommend surgery, okay, where I don't recommend radiotherapy, because our results are not that we succeed every time, but you have to consider, people should know, New York Times reported a few years ago, that 70% of the people who had surgery, this is a Memorial Hospital record, 70% of those people in 10 years later have recurrence of cancer. And the number is same for radiotherapy. So the problems are real, and we need to look at the possibilities. Now, those people, we are going to go back to the lights again. You know what I just related to you? There are story after story after this. I try to weave these stories, the hard facts of science, with the stories of people who have overcome it, because they are blazing this trail for all of us.
Right. Well, these heart reserves are not discussed by your neighborhood doctor. They just aren't. They aren't addressed. So,
well, you know, you go to a surgeon, he has to make a living, right, he would want to operate.
Right, right. I want to ask you also, is the incidence...
Thank you for that one call. Thank
you very
much.
...or the virulence of breast cancer in younger women also...
Much more virulent. Much more virulent. Please, if you have someone in your family who has breast cancer, if there is someone who is scheduled for a biopsy, give them this gift of love.
Yes.
Two DVDs, four yes. hours of programming. I explain to you what are the various types of cancer, what is meant by stage 1, stage 0, stage 2. Why is it important to have early diagnosis? You have a stage 0 cancer less than, let's say, the size of, let's say about nickel, and the nodes are negative. You have almost 100% chance that 30 years from now you will say, oh, I did have a brush with cancer, but I was lucky it was taken out early. So we should not have these generalizations about cancer. Each cancer is unique. Each person is unique. So I want to specially recommend for you the two-set DVD of breast cancer as a gift to someone who is interested in breast health. I have, and I promise you, after this fund drive, one day, again, I will give you how to do self-examination. How do I teach my patients to do self-examination? We did it once on the radio, and I realized this is a service we can provide for you. I can teach you how to do a self-examination. Here is one last comment, and then...
Do you show it in the DVD, the self-examination?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But I want to tell our listeners something which really they should pay attention to. The best chance a woman has with breast cancer is early diagnosis and early removal. And you know something interesting? Even now, more women detect early cancer through self-diagnosis than doctors do.
Really?
Okay? Mm-hmm. This is a recurring thing that I see. It's crucial that women learn. And twice a week in the shower they can do, also the breast and the axilla, the armpit. And these are easy things to do. But we need your call. Please call...
Please,
Janet,
now, give us a call now. We want to have a last, we want to have several flurries in these last
15
moments,
minutes.
These last 15 minutes of Science, Health, and Healing, a special expanded edition today on September 11th, where we are fundraising for WBAI. 212-209-2950 is the number to call. And Dr. Ali is offering us today in the shadow of the 9/11 experience his, work on breast cancer, a two DVD set for only $100. or the two volumes called The Crab, Oxygen, and Cancer, The Dizox Model of Cancer by Dr. Ali, volumes 1 and 2, each for $115, the pair for $175. This is really a massive amount of information. You will be armed. It is crucial to be armed before you go to the doctor to have any diagnosis or any information from him about cancer, to know what to ask, to know what to know what you need to supply yourself with questions, to ask your doctor, to ask your oncologist. It really becomes totally necessary for us all to know as much in advance as we can about the causes of cancer, the treatment of cancer, the relearning process that goes into changing your habits and your diet, and your thoughts, the toxic thoughts about cancer. 212-209-2950. And this, I mean, from just being in the same room with Dr. Ali over these extended drives has given me just a tremendous amount of information, but also the kind of information that you want to be able to check, because you can't remember it all. You can't contain it all. He can. He can spill it out at a moment's notice. But for us to retrieve it, it becomes essential to have the record, to have the book, to have the DVD in our own libraries. 212-209-2950. Give us a call. Support the station and support your own education, your own health education. Arm yourself with sufficient information so that you are an intelligent patient, an informed patient.
Thank you for those calls.
Thank you for those calls.
Great.
Thank you so much. $100 for the two DVD set on breast cancer, $115 for each of the volumes of the book.
Thank you.
And $175 for the pair of books. Thank you. Now we have quite a flurry
here. Okay, when you have five, six,
that going.
Six calls on the line.
Join those callers.
That is more like it.
Yeah,
that's
right.
What we are accustomed to, as Hugh
right.
would say. 212-209-2950, and you are accustomed to this level of programming, the kind of programming that you will hear nowhere else on your radio dial. 212-209-2950. Coming up at 2 p.m. will be the Positive Mind with Armand DeMille, so you'll stay tuned for that. At 3, talk back with Hugh Hamilton. 212-209-2950. The two DVD set on breast cancer for a pledge of $100. The Crab, Oxygen, The Crab, Oxygen, and Cancer, the book, Volume 1 or Volume 2, for a pledge of $115. We have volunteers standing by right now ready to take your calls, and we want to honor their presence and give them something to do for coming down to 120 Wall Street. You can do the same if you'd like, if you have some time this afternoon and want to join us. We'll be on until 11 o'clock. That is to say, we will be fundraising until 11 p.m. The news will be coming up at 6 p.m., a report from Jose Santiago, news director, will be out in the field at 3 o'clock. He's actually out in the field now, but he will be sending back reports throughout the afternoon. 212-209-2950. The news at 6. Mimi Rosenberg and Ken Nash will be continuing to fundraise at 7 p.m. So a lot around 9/11. We're doing that here around health-related issues with Dr. Majid Ali.
Thank you for those
science,
five
health,
calls.
And healing. 212-209-2950, the Oxygen Protocol for the Treatment of Cancer by Majid Ali, Dr. Majid Ali, here at 99.5 FM WBAI. Make your calls now. Join us. Support this radio station.
The challenge on a day like September 11th, there isn't really any other day like it, the challenge is to find ways to be positive within this very toxic environment, mm-hmm. to be positive in this toxic political environment, and it does invade one's own health, really, the disappointment, the negativity, the fear of what's going on in our surrounding circumstance. And it does affect our bodies, and it does affect our health, and it really is everything to know that we can arm ourselves with positive information and positive thoughts for ourselves.
Sure.
And Dr. Ali has certainly been a channel for supplying us with ways to look at the bright side of health and the bright side of intelligence. 212-209-2950 is the number to call. The DVD, the two DVD set on breast cancer, is only $100. For $115, you can have either of the two volumes on Crab Oxygen Cancer, the Disox model of cancer, but $175 gets you both volumes. And there, and I always say, the way Dr. Ellie writes, the idea that he would call it the Crab Oxygen and Cancer and have a big picture of a crab on the cover, it sort of indicates the way he thinks always metaphorically, so that it's a kind of medical, it's hardcore medical information, but the sort told in a way that it's really graspable, really digestible, so that you can understand what is going on in this complicated system of the body. Thank you, thank you. 212-209-2950. Two DVDs on the breast, $100. The book on cancer, $115 for each volume, $175 for both. And if you want to put some more heart into your contribution, you can add on a WBAI t-shirt, the purple, which is
pick up
purple,
the phone,
the color of the heart,
and do something good for
and a
someone.
Picture of a heart.
Be gracious and be giving. Pick up the phone, 212-209-2950. You know, think of something. Somebody asked me, what's a quick definition of divinity? And I said, well, think of someone who really, really offends you and aggravates you and annoys you, and then think of someone who is truly endearing, and send your prayers first to the guy who offends you and then to the guy who endears you.
Right.
So that's your divinity.
Okay.
There are many, many levels that you can reach it.
I'm
and
trying.
There you can make a big difference. You just have to go through, break through the cliches and find your own inner center. And it does take time. It is life's work, but you got to start someplace.
Yes.
And when you think of your niece or your daughter or your aunt or someone who's going to have surgery and you pick up the phone and get this gift of two DVDs, yes, initially when you talk about cancer, it's not a pleasant subject. It does surprise you. But I've often thought, what would I do if I have a cancer myself one of these days? Of course, like other people, even though my genes are amazingly good, nobody in my immediate family has had cancer. Quite astonishing, really. But still, I am living and breathing the same polluted air that you are. And one of these days, I'm quite prepared that I will have a diagnosis of cancer. And I've often thought, how would I deal with that news? Would I have the courage to do what I think needs to be done, which is to make a decision at the divinity level and reimagine my life and never look back and say, well, I can't have a chocolate cake, or I can't have ice cream, or I can't have this. I've just told you, $1.10, $0.20, and you can get the best possible breakfast 5 days a week. The other 2 days you can have go out eggs, regardless of what my guest said yesterday. All right. And I will tell you that in 41 cents, and I did this last Saturday, I told them I wanted to do everything myself, and I was keeping a tab of the time because I don't want to bring to WBA listener information that I have not personally validated, and it came down to less than 45 cents.
Hmm.
I have only 5 minutes now.
That's
I've
it.
Given you a lot of reasons.
That's it.
And,
a lot of reasons.
212-209-2950, please call.
We're almost out of time.
Please
so
call.
We need to build upon these two callers, only two callers on the line
right
now,
now,
and we know that many of you have been listening.
We're stuck once at $3,280.
Once you found out that we were raising funds and this was going to be a special edition of Science, Health, and Healing, you said, all right, I'm going to just stop what I'm doing and listen to this program. We're asking you right now, particularly if you've not made a pledge during previous fund drives, the summer drive or the mini this and that or the spring drive, if you have not made a pledge to this radio station, it is your responsibility to do so now, and we're encouraging you to do so. We know
that
many of you do listen, but not everyone pledges. So we're asking you, that's right, you specifically, you, to make that call to WBAI right now. Thank you very, very much. Three calls on the line now. Let's build upon that.
209-2950. Yes,
do what you can.
Join us now. Support
Please
the station.
Think of someone
support
else.
Support this program. Support this commitment to alternative health and alternative approaches and educated approaches to health information, so that you're not really stuck. You're not stuck in a dark
Thank
world
you very
of
much for that phone call.
Fear And
a nice flurry.
Thank you so much.
Oh, that's nice. 212-209-2950 is $100 for the two DVD set on breast cancer. Dr. Ellie's two DVDs, massive amounts of information there. And certainly the two-volume set on cancer, the book, The Crab, Oxygen, and Cancer,
Any type of cancer. We've been really focusing on the prostate cancer and the breast cancer,
today.
But the reality is that the first two volumes are applicable to any type. If you have colon cancer, if you have lymphoma, multiple sclerosis, multiple myeloma, so it doesn't really matter. The metabolic characteristics of those things are very good. Please call 212-209-2950. It's a wealth of information that can help you and help your friends and your family and your loved ones.
And help us as well. Help us here at WBAI. Help us maintain ourselves. Help us to grow stronger. We're always talking about the maintenance of WBAI, and we're always, we wish, we hope and pray that we can grow stronger. We do the very best we can with limited resources, and we're asking for your support. Do what you can. Tell a friend or two about us at WBAI, and tell them they should tune in to Science, Health, and Healing Mondays and Tuesdays at 12 noon. Today being a special day, as you all know, this is the commemoration of September 11th, a sixth year, and we're asking for your support right
thank
now.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for those
Dr.
calls.
Ellie,
thank you for the fifth
one
call.
Of the callers has asked the difference between Volume 1 and Volume 2
Good
of
point.
The set.
Yeah. Volume 1 describes the natural phenomenon of cancer. It talks about how to look for a doctor, how to look for a hospital, how to ask the proper questions, and how to come up with the conclusion that this is going to be my choice one and this is my choice two. It also talks about the fundamental biologic characteristics of cancer. We talk here a lot about oxygen, acidity, free radicals,
right.
clotting. Angiogenesis inhibition. There's a lot of misinformation out there. So this is my best effort to offer that information. And then there is a chapter of cancerization, decancerization. There are true to life stories of people. These ideas of cancerization, decancerization, it is true that that's my own expression, but it's really the gift of understanding and insights given to me by my patients. Now, volume two is where there's a chapter about each subject, and I give my down-to-earth remedies. What do you do if you have temperature regulation with cancer? What do you have if you need enzyme therapies? How do you go about fighting acidity with alkalinizing therapies, water therapies, Dr. Ellie's breakfast, castor oil, liver, castor oil detoxification of other body organs. So each chapter looks at a particular part of the program, oxygen therapies, foot soaks, people who want to consider intravenous peroxide, intravenous ozone therapy, nasal oxygen therapy. So all the things that we have tested out and validated in our place, my colleagues and I, they are summarized in these two volumes. So the two volumes apply to anyone who has cancer, who has had brush with cancer, who would like to have a deeper understanding of what the issues are. And as I often say, out of deeper understanding comes an enhanced faculty to do the right things.
So don't put it off. Give us a call now
Please.
At 212-209-2950
and give them a gift of love.
Educate yourself.
Heal yourself by letting someone else heal.
Right, this pandemic of cancer. 212-209-2950. And we want to thank a number of callers today. A
couple of people.
Yeah, Marty
Please
Resnick.
Please keep calling.
Wow.
Please keep calling.
Thanks, Marty.
Yeah, thank you so much. Anna De Rosalia in Ridgewood, New Jersey.
Thank you, Anna.
Charles Babcock
thank
in
you, Charles.
Lucas Valley. Thank you very much.
All right, some more calls are coming in at 212-209-2950. I really am quite happy to be here with you all and raising funds for this radio station, WBAI. Helena Joyner from Plainfield, New Jersey.
Thank you,
Helena. Thank you very, very much. Erwin Natov
thank
from
you, Erwin.
Brooklyn. Erwin,
thank
you
for
very,
those
very
two
much.
Calls. Please call.
Elizabeth Thompson, is this from
thank
Park
you,
Ridge, New Jersey? Betsy? All right. Thank you very much for your call of support to WBAI. And thank you for calling in right now. We see you.
And
we see you, and we will acknowledge you.
And Myrna Pemberton from the Bronx. Yeah.
Great.
And Amelia Triana, thank you very
thank
much
you,
from
Amelia.
Glencoe.
Thank you, Amelia.
Hugo Joza or Yoza from Flushing. Thank you all so much. And there are more of you on the line. And please join those callers now at 212-209.
The last 6 minutes, won't you send me off with a nice blurry? Just think of all of us, Michael G. here, Janet Coleman, myself. We really do make a good team. And
yes, we do.
You can
yes,
thank,
we do.
You know, you can support our efforts by lighting up in the last 6 minutes of this program. There are some of you online, but we have space. We have volunteers. Please call 212-209-2950.
We do have room for you. We do have room for you. And we're waiting for you.
We have a strange tally leg. We have up there now the number 2. If that stands for 20,000, why don't you help make that a reality? There's the person who's trying to do that. 212-209-2950. Join those callers now, please, in these closing minutes of this special program.
And another call is coming in to
WBAI,
212-209-2950.
And another call, thank you.
Oxygen and Cancer, the Oxygen Protocol for the Treatment of Cancer by Dr. Majid Ali. We'll send that to you as a thank you gift for supporting us at the $115 level. The DVD, the 2-DVD set on breast cancer for a pledge of $100. Make your calls right now. Support commercial-free listener sponsor, WBAI. We're on the web at WBAI.org.
And the fifth one.
Coming up at 2 o'clock, The Positive Mind with Armand DeMille. But right now, some more time available.
Thank you for that.
Karen from Croton on Hudson, thank you. And Howard and Linda from Red Bank, thank you so much. People who don't want their names read out, but who have made generous contributions to Dr. Ali and the materials
this
that he's
been
offering.
This has
been
a nice 2 hours. Please call 212-209-2950. Make it nicer for us. Make it nicer for us. And make it nicer for someone that you're going to offer this gift of understanding, gift of knowledge. These are our best efforts. You know, there is a, you reach a point in time when you want to present information with, you can afford not to pollute it. That's a wonderful thing, a privileged life, when you really don't have any reason to want to distort information. I often say that I write obsessively to clarify my own thoughts. That's really my primary motivation for writing. So, when you give these DVDs or books to someone as a gift of understanding, gift of love, gift of kindness, you won't be let down, okay? That's my pledge to you, that you won't be let down. You can disagree with us, and you will have good reasons, and that's the way it ought to be.
That's right.
But all what we ask is, listen to our reasons, listen to our information, and then make up your own mind. But most of all, right now I'm thinking of, how can you help yourself heal? By finding someone else that you can heal. Think of giving a gift. Or support WBI at any level that you want. 212-209-2950.
And we're just about done, Janet.
Three more minutes.
Well,
Michael
you know,
D., can't I have three more minutes?
We want
to. I'm still looking for generosity. I'm looking
pure,
for a flurry.
Detoxified state of bliss and heartwarming.
Yeah, so we can get animated, and maybe I will get a chance to chirp a little.
209-2950.
I'd like to see you chirp,
sure,
but you're going to have to do that.
We have the four calls, and if you get four more calls, I might begin to chirp.
Within 2 minutes, you're going to have to.
You know, you realize if you give me a chirping time in the last 2 minutes of these 2 hours, I would chirp all the way to my office, and then I have a people lined up there. I have to see them. And won't you want really me to continue to chirp with my patients? Thanks very much. That's another call.
I know it must be special to see Dr. Ali chirping after he's left here.
Yes.
In a very good mood.
Are your healing
powers
must
be
greater?
There was a woman, 92-year-old woman, who pledged for our all 17. You know that $1,750 in the last pledge, and so she comes in, and I have never met her, of course. She's 92 years old. She's walking with a stick, and she looks at me and she says, "Are you in a chirpy mode?" And I said, "For you, I am." But who are you? She said, "I'm the lady who pledged $1,750 because I wanted all your library. My nephew is a physician, a young doctor, a
good
resident, and I wanted to really have him all this information. He can make up his decision, but I just want to make this information.
Good for her.
So won't you please call just the last 1 minute? I could do a little chirping. Okay, Michael G. makes the final decision.
Yes, yes.
I've enjoyed being with you. Thanks very much. Please join us next week for a special extended program Monday and Tuesday for prostate cancer. Dr. Patrick Walsh from Johns Hopkins and Dr. William Pitts here from New York. Until then, may you be gracious and graceful and give.
Recognize. Part of what happens here at WBAI, along with the volunteers coming down to the radio station at 120 Wall Street to help answer phones, is area restaurants. They donate food to the volunteers and for the volunteers. And I'd like to thank very, very much Brooklyn Diner at 212 West 57th Street at 7th Avenue for supporting this radio station and providing a delicious lunch to the volunteers here at WBAI. We're at 99.5 FM in New York and on the web at WBAI.org. It's 2 p.m. in New York City. Coming up at 3 o'clock will be Talkback with Hugh Hamilton and an expanded edition of Talkback. Right now, stay tuned for The Positive Mind with Armand DeMille.
Everybody, this is Armand DeMille with you with The Positive Mind here on WBAI 99.5 FM on your dial, bringing you ideas, concepts, and guests to help you lead a more positively minded.
Please remember that this program is supported by the listener members of WBAI New York. If you like what you hear, please consider becoming a member of WBAI or renewing if you've already joined. Basic membership is $25, but we accept any amount. Help us keep free speech alive.